We're in the 29th chapter of 1 Samuel, ready to begin at the 8th verse. David has been in a very awkward situation. He finds himself riding with the army of the Philistines as they go to make war with the army of the Israelites. So if he fights with the Philistines, he's going to find himself fighting against his own nation, fighting against the nation that he is supposed to eventually be the king of, fighting against the nation that is actually God's people. Yet if he doesn't go with them, if he doesn't fight with them, then he will be looked upon as a traitor or as a weakling or as someone who cannot be trusted by those who have befriended him, that is the Philistine and their king Achish. However, as they're on the way to this battle, the captains of the army of the Philistines say that they'd rather not have David there. And it's not so much maybe David that they're opposed to, but it's the David's men. They say, here's a man who used to fight against us. Here's a man who was at one time fighting with Saul against us. His people proclaim him of killing 10,000s while Saul only killed thousands. And so we do not know what he may become our adversary in the middle of this fight. So they insist that David not come with them. Achish wanted David to come. He trusted him. But he gave in to his captains, not wanting the army to have a mutiny or to have discord among them. He thought it better, even though it was against his best judgment, he thought it better to give in to the demands of the captains and have David to go back and to not be involved with them in this battle. So he tells David in verse 6, "Then Achish called David and said unto him, Surely as the Lord liveth, thou hast been upright, and thy going out and thy coming in with me and the host is good in my sight. For I have not found evil in thee since the day of thy coming unto me unto this day. Nevertheless, the Lord's favor thee not. Wherefore now return and go in peace, that thou displease not the lords of the Philistines." So now David is given an out. He's given an opportunity provided by God so that he'll not be in this awkward position of having to fight against his own people or having to turn against the Philistines. The decision is made for him. He now will be in a position to turn back, to not even be involved in the battle at all, and consequently, then it's going to make things much, much easier for him in that respect. However, we find that in the 8th verse, David seems to dissimulate. He seems to deceptively pretend like that this is something he doesn't want to do. David said unto Achish, "But what have I done? And what hast thou found in thy servant so long as I've been with thee unto this day, that I may not go fight against the enemies of my lord the king?" Now, whether David really is sincere in this statement or not, it's hard to say, but it's most difficult for us to believe that he really wanted to go and fight against the people of Israel. And Achish answered and said to David, "I know that thou art good in my sight as an angel of God. Notwithstanding, the princes of the Philistines have said, he shall not go up with us to battle." Now, of course, Achish was the king. He could have probably overruled his captains had he wanted to. But in a time of war, he was only one of five, and he was outvoted. And so his wisdom said that he would go with what his princes wanted to do. He would not overrule them. And so he simply explains this to David in a very straight and honest manner. He says, "I know that thou art good in my sight as an angel of God." He had a lot of trust and confidence in David. He fully wanted David to be with him. But he gave in to the demands of his princes, and they said he shall not go with us up to battle. And their decision was probably a very wise one, not so much for David, but for the men that David had with him, because these men had once fought in the army of Saul, and their true feelings might very well have still laid in that direction. "Wherefore now, rise up early in the morning with thy master's servants that are come with thee. And as soon as ye be up early in the morning and have light, depart." So he instructs David further to leave first thing in the morning. As soon as it's light, leave. For David to stay any longer in the camp simply caused a greater risk of division and strife and envy and jealousy among his men. And Achish couldn't afford that at this time. So he tells David and his servants, the men that are with him, as soon as it be light in the morning, depart. So David and his men rose up early to depart in the morning to return into the land of the Philistines. And the Philistines went up to Jezreel. So now we have the departure of David and his men. They go into the land of the Philistines, that is back where they came from. This would be back to their base city of Ziklag, where all their family and possessions had been left behind. So we see here where that God's providence has ordered this move by David very wisely and graciously for him. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. For besides the fact that the snare that David was in was now broken, and he was no longer had to make a decision as to whether or not to fight against his people, and he was delivered out of this dilemma, it also proved a good thing for him to be able to hasten back to the relief of his own city, which now greatly wanted him, though he did not know it. Thus, the apparent disgrace that the lords of the Philistines had put upon him proved in more ways than one to be an advantage to him. So we conclude the 29th chapter of 1 Samuel, and now we move into the 30th chapter.